Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held delegation-level talks with the President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown. Five agreements were also signed following the talks between the two leaders. This includes cooperation in the field of medical product regulation, the hydrocarbon sector, bilateral cooperation in agriculture and allied sectors, and UPI facilities. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Guyana in 56 years. India has a long-standing developmental partnership with Guyana in the fields of health, connectivity, renewable power and water. The total trade between the two countries in 2023-24 was around $106 million. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that education is the biggest medium to bring change and equality in the society. Addressing students of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya at Kajra in Junjunu district of Rajasthan yesterday, Mr. Dhankar emphasized the importance of discipline, culture and human development. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday said that India's creative economy has emerged as a $30 billion industry, contributing nearly 2.5% of the GDP and providing livelihood to 8% of the workforce. In an article in English and Hindi dailies, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that this industry is a dynamic force with an influencer marketing sector valued at over 3,000 crore rupees and over 2 lakh full-time content creators. The government will hold an all-party meeting on the 24th of this month ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence on 25th of this month and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, began in Goa with a grand opening ceremony. A star-studded ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium yesterday marked the beginning of the festival that will last till 28th of this month. The event witnessed stunning performances from Bollywood stars and also included a nostalgic 90s rewind, Timeless Souls, a tribute to legends like Raj Kapoor and Muhammad Rafi through visuals, poetry and music was also one of the major highlights of the day. Prasar Bharati, India's public broadcaster, unveils its own OTT platform, Waves, at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa, offering a broad spectrum of entertainment and news content. The platform will offer a variety of channels in multiple languages, including news, entertainment, movies, TV shows and games. Department of Official Language, Ministry of Home Affairs, has inaugurated the Bhartiya Bhasha Anubhag project. Under the project, 48 posts of officers, including Assistant Director, Senior Translation, Officer of the First Official Languages of the States and Union Territories, Undersecretary, Section Officer and Assistant Section Officers, are to be filled on deputation basis. Detailed information regarding these positions is available on the official website http://www.rajbhasha.gov.in. The 6th Dimapur District Interdepartmental Sports Meet commenced at Multidisciplinary State Stadium, ADC Court, Dimapur yesterday. Gracing the opening ceremony as a guest of honour, Commandant of the 43 Assam Rifles, Colonel Ullas Badoni, emphasised that sports play a crucial role in fostering team spirit and mental well-being. He stressed that such events provide not only physical benefits but also an opportunity to relieve stress and enhance productivity. Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tinojongshi Chang, highlighted the importance of bringing employees together to build stronger bonds across departments. Mr. Chang also announced a mass social work initiative scheduled for 22nd November, urging departments to actively participate in cleaning highways and public spaces. The three-day sports meet include various games like table tennis, football penalty shootouts, tug-of-war, badminton and carom board for both men and women, fostering friendly competition and teamwork. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.